I'm about to be up.
Blog Talk Radio.
But what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to just think about that for a second. I'm 8-3-2-0, but that's what I want y'all to think about, okay? When is the last, ask yourself the question, be honest. When's the last time you told yourself to fuck off? When's the last time you told that motherfucking voice, fuck you? When's the last time you told that motherfucker, you, whatever the fuck you say is none of my goddamn business, is what you think has nothing to do with me? Think about that for a second. We're going to talk about that. Because now it's time to draw the battle lines. Time to change the fucking language. 832, what you got for me, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Big Dean?
Shit, I'm living in your world, brother. What's going on with you? Explain what you, what's going on.
We're trying to live in your world. Well, what the question I got that I had for you was,
yes,
yeah, somebody was really like digging me, and I've been blowing her off. Woo, woo, woo. Everything is all good, but the last time we chilled, I put the fireplace on, and she was like, "Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got the wine. I don't have it on the shelf, but I got everything. You know what I'm saying? Breakfast, yeah. What's popping? You want some? What you want? Cherries?" You know what I'm saying? Strawberries. You know what I'm saying? I got the blender. What's up? You want a smoothie, bitch? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh. You right. That neck was turning like a motherfucker. You know? And then, like, that night, everything went smooth. And then that morning, she woke up like, I don't know. And I'm like, what you mean, you don't know? What's up? Like, what? You know what I mean? And then she started crying and shit. Start talking about, I don't think I'm going to be the one for you. I can't do this and can't do that. And it's the simplest thing that she can't do because I'm already on point. So what the fuck you can't do? So this is what I wanted to ask at this point.
Okay, go ahead.
Why would a woman break down and start crying? Because I have all this stuff in place. And if you ain't going to do none of this shit, then whatever. We can just be friends. Woo, woo, woo. And then I did the whole thing. We'll get your shit, pack your bag, which I never do. Not because I think that's kind of fucked up. Like, if you say kick her out, I ain't kicking nobody out. So the bag was packed. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what you're saying. You're not, she wasn't saying, but all my shit's on the table. You feel me?
Well, here's the thing, brother. Here's the thing. Are you trying to have a relationship with her or not? Or are you just fucking her? What is it?
It's potential. It's potential.
All right, well then treat her like, all right, but wait. When she tells you, I don't know that I'm good enough for you, who even said
and
that? But wait a second. Who even said that you were in the running to be my motherfucking woman?
That's what I said. And then that night when she took a shower and shit, okay, hold on. Let me just get it all out. And then you know what I mean? So, okay.
Dog. You didn't say that before. You didn't say that.
I know.
So stop. So just listen to me now. You said what you said. What I'm saying to you is that your problem was, I'm not telling you to kick her out. I didn't tell you to kick her out. She didn't do anything disrespectful to get kicked out. She's just telling you, I don't feel like I'm good enough to be your woman. But here's the million-dollar question. Whoever said that I want you to be my woman? I never told you want you to be my woman. I never made that. Oh, you did, dude. Listen, stop. Listen.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
I never said that. I just have structure. I need to. This is before the whole night went down. Like, she already knew, like, go ahead.
Brother, do you want to talk or you want me to answer a question? Wait, what you want? Because we came over, we can't talk. So you want me to, you just ask
the question. Answer the question,
and
then I can talk. But I was just trying to, talk before I can rewind it back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to talk.
Like,
no,
everything
I told
was good.
I always tell you, don't rewind back. So you said what you said. I'm just taking off what you're saying. What I'm saying is, I don't care if she's crying and all that other stuff. I'm not going to kick her out of the house. I never said kick him out of the house because she's crying. I never said kick her out of the house because she said she ain't good enough for you. I said if she's disrespecting you, kick her the fuck out. I'm saying if she's playing games with you, kick her the fuck out. I'm saying if she teases you, kick her the fuck out. Other than that,
right.
You don't have
yes,
to figure out. But you need to be more clear and concise.
But see, more saying she ain't trying to be. She knows she can't do this and that, and what I laid to the table prior to that.
But see, there's some things you ain't telling me. It sounds like you want a relationship with this woman. Do you want a relationship? But then what are you laying on the table then? You're not being specific. What are you laying on the table? What is it that you're laying on
the table?
The table
was structure. Like you ain't going to be doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? I can't really go into all the things that I do. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It wasn't no relationship status. What it was okay, she don't cook. That's what I require. You ain't going to be watching, you know what I'm saying? You ain't watching no dishes, bitch. Come on, then.
Please stop.
Come on, then. Don't hit me with that.
I got to hit you with that because you on some bullshit, brother. You just
I'm not.
Fuck
I'm
me.
Just asking a question. Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
Okay,
but I want a bitch to cook, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sir. Listen to me. You have no right to make demands on a woman. You have no right to make those demands. Because all you're doing is just fucking this woman. What I'm saying to you is this. Why are you making girlfriend demands on a woman that you just fucking? Why you think she's crying because she feels like she can't stand up to what you want? But why are you making them motherfucking okay, this is where y'all are in y'all feelings. Why would you make demands like that off a woman you just fucking? Can you tell me, please? Why are you making, like, girlfriend demands off of a piece of pussy? Why are you doing that?
Why did I do it?
Yes.
Because I cooked the first time she came through. I had everything laid out. So then the table got turned when I was like, well, so what's up? Like, I mean, you know, can you cook something? Oh, yeah, that's where that shit came through. And I didn't even
okay.
shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but prior to that was...
Stop. One thing at a time. Please, stop. When you asked her, is she going to cook something for you, what did she say?
She was like, well, maybe tomorrow or the next time I can come through.
Okay, so what's the problem? She said she'll do it. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem was, she woke up that day that I cooked. You know what I'm saying? I laid everything down and everything was all good. And I guess she didn't want to cook. And I asked her, and she was like, well, I don't have time. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? But that morning.
But sir,
okay, the next morning, I was going to work and she was leaving.
832, please shut the fuck up. You won't, your problem is you won't shut up, man. I'm going to open you up. Please shut the fuck up so I can help you. Every time I try to tell you something, you're trying to soften up the blow that I'm about to blast you with. Accept the shit, man. Please say something and wait. Pause, okay, brother? I got you. Just wait. Slow down, okay? Okay? Please, I got you. Now, let's take this thing one at a time. You asked her to cook for you. She said yes. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I had cooked. Okay, you had cooked. Right. So then the next day, did she tell you the first time you asked her that she was going to cook for you tomorrow?
No. The first time I got her over here because I cooked. The wine, everything was all good. And then she just busted out. But prior to that was the conversation on what I needed. You know what I'm saying? Then she busted out with the crying shit. You know?
Wait, did she cry before? There's something you're not... See, let me ask the question.
She cried,
just give me
she cried at that time. She cried at that time, that morning, and said this.
But why did she cry? Because you demanded her to cook for you?
No, I cooked already.
Oh, okay. Let's go back.
So it's kind of confusing to me, too. Yeah.
No, it's not confusing because you're fucking up, and I'm trying to show you where you're fucked up if you listen to me. You told her that you made all these demands of her, yes or no. what you want from a woman. No.
Yeah.
How do you make man's off of a fuck? That's what I'm asking you. How can you make all these stipulations off of someone you just fucking, man?
Exactly. That's why I want to learn, obviously.
No, it's not exactly. I'm asking you a question. How can you make all these demands off of a woman you're just fucking? That's my
question.
Because
I want the bitch to come over here and cook something. See, like, come over here and cook something and chill. But, I cooked. I think I might have fucked up the first time by cooking.
Brother, you didn't fuck up the first
time. That's why I'm asking.
I don't care if you cooked the first time. That's not the point. The point is she's just a fuck. Yes or no? Do we agree that all you're doing is just fucking her, right?
Yes.
So why would you put demands on an ain't shit motherfucker you just fucking? Why?
Okay.
Why? No, not okay. Why?
Why? Because shit, I don't want to cook. I want to come over there and I want to go to her shit and I want her to cook. That's why. It's none. You feel me? But I get what you're saying. Fuck it. Boom. Keep it moving.
But see, this is the difference, guys. I want you to see the difference between a guy that doesn't hold that they ain't fucking eating pussy, doing the dirty talk, or master the bedroom that happens. This is the difference. See. He wants all the rewards that, 323 had. This motherfucker ain't doing shit. All this motherfucker's doing is fucking an ain't shit, bottom of the barrel bitch, and he expects her to reward him for what? The fuck is that shit? Thank you, Sumo. Who the fuck said that she's got to cook for you? The problem is, 832, that you don't want to listen to, is that your fuck game is so bad. Your dirty talk is so bad. Your five play, your making out, all that shit is so bad that you gotta ask and demand her to cook for you, brother. If you listen to 323, what he was talking about earlier today, the woman wanted to do for him because she saw opportunity in him. The woman doesn't see opportunity in you, man. Do you not? Okay, you came back. I'm over you back up. But do you hear what I'm saying, brother? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear everything you're saying. I had called back. My bad. I hit the wrong button.
No, it's okay.
Am I online?
No, yes, you're on. Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me. What I'm saying to you is this is your problem. Your problem is that you're taking the information that I'm having on the show and you're trying to utilize it when you don't even know how to utilize it.
No,
I'm
not taking in. I called in for a situation. I've been following you for a minute, but I really don't know how to utilize the proper information that you're giving. Is what I'm saying.
If you pay attention to me, you would know that I never tell you to force a woman to cook for you. I never tell you to sit down with a pussy on a table and say, here's the paper of my fucking demands. This is what I expect.
I cooked and shit on my own, but I want to know right now is what to do with that. Because it's fire.
Brother.
That's all I can say. And then I know what you're saying. Do you argue and fuck her? Fuck it. You know what I mean? But how do I gain the I mean, like you said, she ain't fucking with me, so leave it alone.
Do you let's go ahead and just keep I'm gonna ask you some questions. Just say no, okay? Just say no. You don't have the conversation class one, right? Just say no. Say no.
No,
you
I
don't
have
the dirty,
no.
You don't have the dirty talk, no. You don't have master the bedroom,
no.
No. You don't have fucking 101, no. You don't have five play, no. You don't have kissing 101, no. So you getting what you get. If you listen to the last...
But that fireplace was like when I put that fireplace on, and with that, that's all I'm saying. But no, I don't have none of that, so I can't.
No,
I shouldn't be asking you, right?
Wait, How can you sit there and say you put five play on her and you don't even know what the fuck five play is? Come on, dude, stop.
I put the fireplace on and everything was good. And everything being good. But what I was asking you, I haven't been following all this.
Brother, you're not. God damn it. Damn, dude. Really, Mike? Really, Mike? You want me to show him this, Mike? Hold on. God damn it, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Wait, let me show you. Mike. God damn it, Mike. Damn, Mike. Hold on.
I know, yo.
Mike moment. Mike just playing, making the girl shake. Damn, Mike. Let me stop. Mike, come on, Tyler. Mike is kicking your ass right now. No, listen to me. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I think I got something from Tyler. Listen to me. Oh, shit. Listen to this. All right, listen to me. Oh, shit. Tyler came back. Listen to me, 832. Look. Your problem is that you're not willing to invest in yourself to fix yourself. The problem is that you still have not answered my question. Why did you make all those demands off of a woman you're just fucking? You haven't answered that question yet. Why did you do that?
I made all the wrong moves. You know what I'm saying? She asked me, and I told her. And then at that point was, I guess that's why I went the way it went. Because I shouldn't have made no demands. I shouldn't have laid none of that down. And I didn't listen to all the courses, which I shouldn't
have the
courses.
What are you talking about? You don't have the courses. What are you talking about?
I didn't listen to all the courses. But I shouldn't need a course to tell me, like, what the fuck? Like, man, because she fired. And yeah, whatever I did, like, I just explained it.
No. I don't think I'm the right guy for you. Because you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen. You think, see, the reason if you, no, you're not listening. You're not listening. You're taking the little shit that I'm saying. You're not investing in yourself. You don't have the five play, the kissing 101. You have none of that shit, right? Yes. You don't have that, right?
What was I crying about and shit, though, then? Because right now she's been blowing my phone up and the whole nine. But what I want to know is to get past this part. That's what I want to know. I shouldn't have to have the courses because I'm calling in saying, damn, how can I fix it, Dean?
Well, wait a second. What are you calling me for then? What are you calling me for? You want me to give you a one? See, this is your problem. Y'all motherfuckers think this thing is a one answer fix, and it's not.
It's not. I know.
Then why don't you get off your?
Up.
No, why don't you get off your fucking lazy ass and soak up the products so you won't have these problems?
Right. So when you get in this predicament, you know what to do with them. Right?
What do you think?
I think what I just said was right. You need to get the knowledge and stuff so you don't. I mean, to be honest, I'm calling you to say, how can I fix it? Get the products. To be honest, I really don't give a fuck. It ain't about, like, you know what I mean? I'm stuck on this. I don't want to make this. I don't want to make
why
this.
You,
this.
Lying.
Go ahead.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Because
lying about what, Dean?
Give a fuck about
what am I
that
lying
bitch
about?
You give
I don't
a fuck about.
I
the
care
fuck
about
you
this bitch because we fired. Yeah, hell yeah. And ain't nobody ain't gonna. I don't give a fuck who calling. You might
okay,
have to give a fuck attitude, and I don't either right now. Because I'm like, whatever, but I just don't want to make the mistake again. If it
Tyler,
were to
no.
come up to the next person. Tyler is fire. So stop, please stop giving us Tyler's fucking extravagant journey that he mastered. It's not going to work for everybody. Tyler's shit ain't going to work for everybody. What I say ain't gonna work for everybody.
Wait. Did he just try to tell me what the fuck to do? Wait. Wait a second. Am I on an episode of Punk? Hey. Where's Ashton Kutcher at? This motherfucker just trying to tell me what to do? Wait. Sumo. Whiskey. Maybe I heard it wrong. Did this motherfucker just try to tell me what the fuck to do? You tried to tell motherfucking me? Wait a second. Did he just tell me that, Mr. Reed? Ping? DG? Wait a second, 832.
The only reason why I'm calling in is for people to do. I guarantee people that did the same shit I did. And then I get it. We don't have the courses all the time. We ain't got the courses. We ain't going to click on the courses. We're going to ride. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that is. So what I'm saying is how to fix this shit. And what you're saying is what?
What I'm saying is that I can't help you. I can't help you. That's the truth.
Because I didn't start from the beginning.
No, I can't help you. No, I can't help you. I'm being honest with you. I can't. I'm not being asked. I can't. You're in the wrong show, the wrong place. This is not for you, brother. Listen. Do you understand that all you've been giving me is grass-eating lying excuses and fucking just poor me victim-ass shit for the last fucking few minutes? Saying that?
Nah, that's not a victim, it's not a victim. I do get it because you want to hear how everything goes smooth. That's why I'm grasping.
Oh, just shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. We'll keep your bitch ass on. You shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit, motherfucker. If anybody's been listening to me, have I not tried to help this motherfucker out? And every time I ask him a question, what does this stupid motherfucker do? He keeps running his cake bitch-ass mouth. You don't want to hear the answers I got to tell you, motherfucker. So why the fuck do I care what you say? Oh, wait a second. No, Steve. You just want to hear the good kumbaya moments. You don't want to hear my moment because I don't invest in any of your products. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about with 5-Play because that's a song I heard or some shit. And yet, I don't know what I'm doing. But yet, you want to come to me to clean up your fucking mess when you ain't listening? What did I tell you guys the 1, 2, and 3 things? Number one, listen. You don't fucking listen, 832. So I'm going to ask you, why the fuck are you here? Why are you here?
Well, I'm here because I called in and say, hey, Dean, I had this situation. What's up? And it turns into all this. It makes no sense to me. You feel me? And I've been a follower from you from jump. No, I ain't
you
got
ain't been
all the courses and all that. Well, I've been listening. Yeah, yes, I have. But I asked you this one thing. And
no,
I wanted to hear you say it. I wanted to hear you say it because a lot of brothers go through this shit.
No.
I call. I have been through this shit.
No,
don't try to make a mockery out of people, though, on the real.
Wait,
but I'm going to let you continue with the callers.
Oh, motherfucker, wait, this is going to be your last call.
Continue cussing at people. That's not cool, dog, on the real.
Wait. It's not cool.
I'm in your chat room saying, on the regular. And then now I'm calling in. And
shut your fucking ass up. Shut your ass up. Let me play something for your bitch ass so you can hear. God damn it. Why do I always got to play this for you dumb motherfuckers? You get mad at me because I cuss your weak ass out? You're supposed to get your bitch ass cussed out. Fuck you talking
defense,
about.
You get in. Once you get in, you'll stop. You've got to fucking squeeze her. You guys are getting out there and you're sitting there like you did your job. Your job ain't over. It ain't over until that fucking quarterback is buried in the ground. So if you can't do it, I will find fuckers that will. You want to talk about it? Now let's be about it. You sit there and talk about what you can do. But I'm watching the fucking quarterback gut us when you're 5 fucking feet away. Because you're just sitting on your ass, think your job is over. Corners, you're sitting back on your fucking ass 5 or 6 yards back when you roll. You're not a corner, you're a fucking rover on that roll. So you've got to squeeze behind the tight, the DN as she goes in on the edge, and you pick up the fucking tight end. Make your life easier. And if they run it, guess what? Now you have to tackle. Boo-hoo, you got a fucking couple jobs. And then what are you going to do on offense? You're going to run a route and not look for the goddamn ball? Right in front of you.
Everybody.
Expect the fucking ball on offense every fucking play.
So 832, because he's saying that to women. Is he being mean to women? 832. Is he being mean to women?
No, sir. Get in line.
Why the fuck do you think I'm being mean to your ass for cussing you the fuck out when you deserve to be cussed the fuck out?
I might be deserved to be cussed out, but the whole fact of it all is you still haven't resolved what I asked you. And the first thing you got the courses and stuff. No, I don't. And all I ask, and it's for anybody that can listen or been listening on whatever platform, is the question still hasn't been asked. And I'm not trolling you. I'm not doing nothing. I'm talking to you. I told you what happened, and you have a hard time on hearing that because you raw. Everybody ain't raw. You feel me? I asked you something about this, and I don't know, about the courses. Did you this and that? No, I didn't. You feel me? I asked for a solution about it because I went about it wrong. You feel me? That's all I was saying. And it turned into all this. I went about that situation wrong. I'm sorry. That I didn't, I don't have the courses, and then I'm a cake-ass nigga, and I did this and that because I cooked. I did this, and somebody was crying, and they told me that. And I'm like, well, damn. But I went about it wrong from the jump. And what I wanted you to say was, look, fella, y'all don't go about it from the jump, like what you want. That shit might, and if you just fucking her, fucking her. But if you're trying to fuck her, then that's what you're trying to do. But never, don't say this, don't say that. You know what I mean? Don't be hollering, cooking. Is she gonna cook for you? If you're gonna cook for her, just cook for her. This is shit I'm saying. And this is nothing that I really need you to tell me. But I'm already doing this shit. I just want you to really explain to people in a journey way on what not to do. Like, don't go in and say this and that. Why you on the phone caking? Whoa, whoa. If you just fucking it, oh, you know what I mean? Damn. You know? Okay, but what you did say was, is this somebody that you trying to wife and is if you're trying to make her your girl? That's what you did say to me. Right, that was right. And at the same time, she got potential. So why not do these things? I ain't going to go in there just to be like, fuck you. And I'm sure I'm muted right now. I'm sure I'm not lying.
Oh, you're not. You are lying.
So nobody can see that.
You are lying.
You know, that's all
you're
I'm
lying.
Saying. Then. You feel me? And I ain't trying to persuade nothing. And I always said, big ups to Unc, because you say Unc, and then the first thing you say is, don't call me motherfucking Unc. I thought we were supposed to call you Unc, Big Dean, whatever, because people really look up to you, fam. Like, I'm on the rear. That's all I was saying. And I don't have no problem getting bitches or none of this shit. I just brought a topic up. And I'm sorry it was at the wrong time. Straight up.
Are you finished? You can keep going if you want. I just want to make sure you get everything out.
Everything out. Yes, sir.
So, since you know it all, tell everybody how you handle it.
Since I know it all, what?
Why don't you tell everybody how you handled it?
Oh, how I handled it was I told her, if you don't feel that woo, 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 you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say that because I can't talk slang because you're going to correct me on that. So what I told her was, why would you feel that, baby? You know what I mean? And if you think that I'm not the one for you, then kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tell her just disrespectful. I was just like, if I'm not the one for you, then why are you here? You know? And that's how I handled it. You know what I'm saying? Did she leave? No. She did not leave. And then, she was acting like she didn't want it. You know, she didn't want what the hell I was saying. So my whole thing was, why and how can I fix the whole person, the whole thing somebody was saying, why the hell, you know what I mean? Why is somebody crying if they can't do what the hell I'm finna do? And what I expect, and after I said that shit, and yes, I packed her fucking bag and I kicked her the fuck out. That's how it happened. You know what I'm saying? But my phone's still blowing up, everything good. Then I was just saying, like, damn, I don't think I really did nothing wrong by that. And she felt that was wrong for me grabbing her bags and getting them by the door. And she was looking crazy, and she left. You know what I'm saying? That was that. My question was, how do you prevent that should happen? Because I think I started off wrong with that, you know, to the point where it got to that point. Yeah, that's what happened. For anything else you want to ask, I'm willing to ask. Did everything go good? Yes, it did.
Why are you even calling me?
I'm calling you because I think I did something wrong by kicking a bitch out. And I want
you
to let everybody know. You've been saying it. So don't even go there. I told you to kick her out.
Well, you just said I told you to kick her out. Did I say to kick her out?
I said you've been saying it.
But you kicked her out. Are you doing it because I told you to kick her out?
No, you didn't. But it was in the back of my mind. Yes, like, well, if you ain't finna do what you want me, you know what I mean? If you ain't finna be here like that, then you have to go and fall in line. Yes, you have told people that.
So you're
I didn't do it because
whore.
Of you. I did it for my own situation.
So you're making a whore your wife. So you're making a whore your wife. You want to wipe up a whore that you just fucking.
That's not my wife. No, I was not trying to make her my wife. But if she gonna fall, if she will fall in line, then she might can be a nigga wife. That's all. You have a wife.
But what has my life got to do with yours?
I didn't say nothing. I ain't saying nothing about your life. I said, you have a wife. Yeah. That's all I said.
But what I got to do with you?
The crying part has everything to do with me. And that's why all I was asking, what do you do in that situation?
Said,
do you say, fuck it? I said, you have a wife. You have a whole wife.
Right, what does that got to do with you? What does what I have to do with you? So why even bring
nothing.
That up? But why bring it up?
Because you brought it up to me. was I trying to make her my wife? Is what you asked me.
But you made this. You made the statement first. I didn't say anything about my wife. You said I got a wife first. So I'm asking you, why did you bring it up?
Because you said, are you trying to make her your wife? Right?
Right. Yes.
All right, then. Everybody don't need a wife. Everybody not out here to not have a wife. That's why I brought it up. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody's, anyway, if somebody was really crying in front of you, the problem is what? And what you responded was what? Why are you trying to make her your wife if you just fucking her? Ain't got nothing to do. I wasn't trying to make her my wife. All right. What the hell do you do when a motherfucker crying in front of you and said that? Which you would say, which is what I just did.
But you're asking me what I think, though, right?
I said, how would you fix it? And you told me, fuck it. You ain't trying to make her your woman. You know what I'm saying? Right?
What are you trying to fix?
Fix a motherfucking crying and acting like that. Instead of falling in line. And what you said was, she don't want to.
She don't want to let it go. Why should she, why, well then, what is this whole conversation about if you know what you need to do? Why are you telling me?
I just called in because people need to hear me. That's all.
People
ain't got nothing to do with you.
Wait, people need to hear you talk?
Hear you. Have an explanation for it, which they probably have.
But my explanation is quite simple, which I told you already, but everything you're talking about.
You told me, you told me, right? Did you hear the courses of what you reversed it to? And I told you no.
Right. So that's why you got what you got, brother.
Yeah, it is.
What? I just told you. You just doing what you think you what you want to do. And I don't know what to tell you.
I thought you was a coach, Big Ben.
I am, for those that want to learn.
You're right. I don't have a court system, so obviously I ain't learned. So what I called in for is irrelevant.
What's that now?
What I called in for is a rental. Because I don't have a coach. You're the coach. I don't have the courses.
And how old are you again?
But you should have been spitting. You should have been spitting the game. Like, hey, but everybody logging on to you don't know the courses. They might just be hearing something. You know, they might be hearing something for the first time, and they might be going through it.
And what does that got to do with me?
Nothing. Okay. I'm going to let the next caller get on.
Okay. I just
don't have nothing to do with you.
Right, but I don't understand how okay, let me get this straight. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to follow what you need with the news. You think that I'm like these other YouTubers that's going to give you a fucking answer to a bunch of problems that you just told me? The problem is you.
No, I didn't give the problems out to you off top. You start asking me questions. That's how everything came out. Because you always tell people to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm the problem. How am I the problem? I asked you how to correct that problem.
How can I correct what problem? Her fucking crying? That problem?
I'm good, Dean. Because, I mean, I'm going to let the next caller get on.
Hey, but why do you give a fuck? Listen.
I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, I want to keep this bitch. and I want her crying, saying, "Woo, woo, woo."
Why do you want to keep her?
I want to keep this bitch on the team.
Why
I really
do you
don't
want
give
to...
a fuck?
No, you give a fuck. But why do you want to keep her?
I give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I want to keep the bitch because I don't want her crying. Talk about I might not be the one
sucker.
For you. That's what
you
know. No, that ain't no sucker shit, Dean.
Did you sit around saying
no
I don't want to keep it? Then you turn around and be like, "Yeah, I want to keep it, dog." You want some sucker shit, dog? You can't even stand on shit, dog.
There ain't no sucker shit. You know, goddamn well, you can't answer
that shit. But can't answer what? You want some sucker shit, dog? You say you ain't got no emotions, you don't care about the bitch. Then you're like, "Yeah, I care about her." You want some sucker shit, dog? That's
no,
right.
No. I didn't really mean that like that. I'm just talking to you as brother. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Why would I let the bitch leave? Like, that's all. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, on no other shit. I'm sorry I don't have a, I mean, people ain't got it like the game you teach them. And it has nothing to do with you. I just wanted to ask the question. And the first thing you told me, the first thing you told me was, answer
file the court. Oh my God! Wait, let me find it. Let me hold on. Let
just
me find this.
Other callers, man. Maybe some other callers can really just. I want to hear another caller.
Hold on.
Put another call.
Wait.
Put another call on. Okay.
Wait a second. Oh wait, I'll do that. Hold on, Black.
Put
Black
another
talking,
call on,
man. Black. Yeah, Black talking.
I'm actually just listening, man.
Do you see what I got to go through, dog? You see what I got to go through?
I hear you, man. I'm in the gym listening to this guy while I'm pumping the iron, man. I'm sitting there like, I just want to slap this dude. But you know what I'm saying? He wasted all of my time.
That's what I'm
saying?
Talking about. I ain't trying to waste somebody's time.
You are,
you,
man.
What?
You like to sound your own voice.
Yeah. You won't listen.
You're not listening to anybody or anything, man. They ain't trying to tell you what to do. They ain't trying to tell you to get the material. And every time you open your mouth, you're trying to, like, lower the blow that he's going to deliver to you instead of just listening to it and just taking it. Be a fucking man. Take the blow. Shit.
Right.
That's why I fuck with you, dog. See that? See how some of that is, AP2?
Right.
But
the,
you don't
want to
do that
shit. Take the blow.
You don't want to do. You don't want to take the blow, though, dog.
Take the blow. I've been took the blow. Don't
I'm
pick
telling
it.
You,
fuck
you. Dog, you want some sucker shit, dog. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying,
for
man.
Sure.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. It always been made sense.
Hold on, 801, did you want to say something to 832?
Man, if he don't shut the fuck up, look, bro. You know, you need to work on getting out of your basement and stop doing the goddamn drugs and slurring your words. Listen.
Drugs.
When this video gets played back, I want you to go back and listen to the replay and ask yourself how the fuck the woman feels when she talks to you. That's it. I'm done.
All right. So you see that 832? I'm just saying, man, everybody know you and your feelings, dog. You're a grown man and your feelings over a piece of pussy because you don't get no pussy. And you finally got a little pussy, the bitch.
That's wrong.
Shit.
That's wrong, then. She stopped. Don't do that.
Why do you give a fuck about a fucking bitch? Why do you care? Why? Why?
That's the point right there. Why do I care? I care.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes I care. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
I feel
you care. You care because you have no self worth, and you don't get enough pussy.
No, Dean. Come on, fam. We're not gonna play them. Self worth and all that. I got my own. I'm good.
What's so special about this fucking woman? What's so special about her? What's so special about her?
Nothing. It ain't no special in the next one. To be,
yeah,
if you
so
really want to keep it real.
Why the fuck do you care then?
But you ain't gonna flip it on me like I ain't shit. I don't have this. And the next motherfucker get out somebody's basement, like please, like I got a whole motherfucking park. How you know what I mean? I got an apartment over here. That's nice. Like so, people shouldn't speak.
Caller, get off the phone, man. You're wasting all of our time, dog. Like Dean told you the answer. She just wants to fuck. So there's your answer. Now leave. Let us learn, right, man. Fuck. I'm done with this shit. Peace.
All right. All right, guys. I love my chat room dogs, man. I love y'all motherfuckers, man. Guys, I swear, if I catch his name in the room, I'm kicking. I'm blocking him. I got to get him. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. But the reason why I let him on, because sometimes I want y'all to hear why women don't want to fuck with some of y'all, because y'all motherfuckers just, I don't know. We got to get back to the battle rap between Tyler and Mike. I'm sorry. So far, Mike has been hitting Tyler with ad shots and all this shit. Tyler has come back with this, everybody. This is Tyler.
Flip a switch pretty quickly, you know. I could go jump in the bath, get all nice and soft, rub myself down with oil and let you do it. No one's home. My sheets are nice and clean. I would love that.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Tyler came back with a roundhouse kick. Mike. Hey, yo, wait. Yeah, there you go. I got to let you go. Hey, look, dog, this ain't for you, man. I wish you the best in your endeavors with who you want to talk to, but we got to let you off this station, dog. I got to block you, dog. You got to go. I blocked him. I got to let him go. I can't deal with that weak-ass shit. Anyway, I apologize for that, guys. I'm sorry. I owe y'all. I apologize, but Y'all got to say I tried to help him. I tried to be nice. I tried to talk to him, but he just wouldn't. I'm sorry. It's over. I apologize, guys. Yo, we got a battle here, man. We got Tyler and Mike going. They in the octagon with their hands dipped in glass, just throwing receipts back at each other. Damn. I love this. Damn. Mike is going hard in the paint. Motherfucking Tyler's coming back with some roundhouse kicks. Hey, y'all both winning, dog. That's what I love, man. I love my dogs, man. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to drive y'all crazy. Oh, shit. Mike, is this you, dog? Mike. 704. Is this you, Mike? Oh, okay. That was
no,
704.
This is Nike.
Oh, what's up, Mike? What's up, man?
No, I'm just calling because I'm hearing this a lot of cateness tonight. I'm like, oh my god, what is this? Terrible.
Oh yeah. Well, look, I apologize. I'm gonna get back on point, man. I'm sorry. I just tried.
I have a question on a product. I have a question.
What's the question, brother? What's up?
Okay. Like you told us to be very careful. Like if with the file play, like to give it in small doses and never give it to a woman 100%, but the thing is, I had a question inside of my head, like, what would happen if you did give her 100%? Like, wouldn't she start stalking you or something? Like, what would happen?
Well, that's on that. Okay, and I know that sounds crazy, but what I'm saying is I want you to imagine this, okay? Imagine the difference between giving a woman some weed versus crystal meth.
Oh, shit.
She can take weed, right? A woman can just smoke weed whenever she wants. She can take it, smoke it, put it down, right? Whenever she wants to smoke it, she'll pick it up and smoke it, right? There's no tie-in to the weed, right? But when
right.
you give 100%, what I'm saying, that's like giving a crystal meth because as soon as you give it to her, well, you remember I told you women, they've only, when it comes to sex, romance, seduction, they've got world is flat thinking. Guys like us are unicorns. But when you do the shit that you're doing on a high level, you I won't say you break their brain, but think about, again, that's, I guess that's the difference. Think about, like I can say, I don't do drugs, but
break
what I'm saying.
Damn.
Well, no. Hear me on this. I'm not saying you necessarily break her brain, but they're already addicted to you, like a light substance, maybe, I don't know, ecstasy or something light. But I'm talking like Percocets, painkillers, you know, shit that you take that after you take it, more of it to feel regular, you know what I mean? Like I said, I can't, if y'all understand what I'm saying is, man, yeah, I thank you, Whiskey. I do not condone giving women crystal meth. But no, I'm just saying 704 is that a lot of women are not used to the stuff that I'm telling you to do to them, right? But if you do
right.
it on an act level more than what you should do, what's going to happen is that's when you get the women following you at your job and parking at downstairs and watching everything you do and crying all the time, wanting to kill themselves, you know, begging you to see you. Right. So you don't listen. And I'm going to be honest with you. Tyler, I got you in 1 second. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen. My mentor told me the same fucking thing, and I didn't listen to him, man. I didn't. And you're not going to listen to me. Why? Because your ego is not going to do that. Because when you start to realize you can trick these women out on you, where they become addicted to you, your ego is going to say, how far can we take this shit? I'm just trying to say, you got to be careful how much you give to these motherfuckers, because that shit is going to turn into something else where they're going to, you are
how much,
their.
How much percentage are you giving?
I'm sorry?
How much
that,
percentage
okay, think about,
of.
Think about what I tell you all the time. Think about what I always tell you all the time. We always say a little bit of five play, a little bit of master the bedroom, a little bit of dirty talk, a pinch of making out, a little bit of, you see what I'm saying, a little bit of fucking 101 back. You always say a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I don't say go all the way with that shit. Fuck no. No. Just a little bit. I'm just saying enough to make her eyes either roll in the back of her head or make her toes curl like the witch on the Wizard of Oz. Remember when the house landed on the bitch and her toes curled and shit? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's when you know you got to stop and switch up to something else. Because whatever you do, she's going to crave it. And this is part of the reason why I got out of the fucking gigolo thing, because the money was so great that I was like, the more that I do, the more money I can make, to a point where these motherfuckers are like, you know what? I want to leave my man for you. Oh, whoa, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't love him no more.
Ooh,
I can't. You just don't understand. Yeah, I just don't care about him no more. I don't want to see him no more. I just want to tell him that I want to be with you and I want to leave him. No, motherfucker. But no, and
damn, Steve. That's on some whole other stuff, man. I never knew about that. That's crazy.
No, because I used to talk about that shit with the Pussy Whip Show back in the day. I was telling guys, look, don't accept cars from women. Look, the only thing I tell you to accept is a little bit of money, maybe some jewelry. That's about it. Hell, you can even go window shopping and let her buy you some Yeezys or Jordans or
whatever. I've heard stories of them like buying cars and even doing properties and stuff for a man. I've heard stories like that.
What I'm saying is,
but then,
I'm going
to
tell you
that's how they tie you in, because then you feel obligated to stay with her. That's how they get you, right? It's like bait, right?
No, I'm going to tell you where the line cuts off. Where the line is going to cut off once you really get this down is the line cuts off when they start to tell you what they want you to do. See, okay, think about this for a second. You're dealing with women that have money, okay? If you really want to get in this gigolo, hold on, Tyler, I got you. But if you want to get in this gigolo game, you're dealing with women that have money, okay? And these are powerful women that are doctors, lawyers, accountants, presidents. They just hold high. They got. We're talking about high fives, between low sixes, high sixes, and maybe low sevens. Okay? That's the kind of paper we're talking about, right? Where they're running shit. They're running companies and they're directors and they're going all over the place. So what I'm saying is that it's going to be fun. Like some of my guys, like I told you, some of my guys are doing this right now. There are women that are calling them up, okay, and they're saying, okay, the car, not even them, this is how cold it is. It's like they'll get a, see, motherfuckers got paper like this. They usually don't set shit up. They have their secretaries or their fucking whatever they call. I don't even know what the fuck, the gophers or whatever. You'll get a call. Mr. 74, how you doing? I'm just saying motherfuckers with money. I'm saying, no, they will call you and they will give you an itinerary. Okay, well, this is what's going to happen. Now, it can either be in the States. It could be in the same city, or it could be a trip. It just depends, because y'all don't understand, women got paper. These women, I'm talking about powerful women with money, or women that have husbands that have money, either way. But I'm saying they'll call you. They'll say, okay, well, here's your itinerary that we have. Can we confirm you for the 8 o'clock appointment with Miss Smith? Okay, whatever, right? Okay, we got a confirmation. Okay, I'll call you back with the itinerary. So then you'll get a call maybe an hour, 30 minutes later. Okay, here's the itinerary. We're going to set you up. Uber is going to be pulling up at your Uber Black. Look that up. You got regular Uber, but they do Uber Black. Look that up, because that's that fancy shit. They don't do limos anymore. It's Uber Black. So we'll have an Uber Black outside. We'll have an Uber Black to pick you up, okay, and drive you to the hotel and just ask for your name is Mr. Smith or whatever name you go by, they set up for you. They're going to give you a key card, and that's it, okay? Then from that point, that's in the city, right? Now, if you're going out of the city, what you'll get is the same thing as a confirmation, but then what you'll get is another different type of itinerary. Your itinerary would be you'll get picked up by Uber. Okay, you're going first class on United. You'll be get premier access. So you're set. Go ahead, and when you land, some motherfucker is going to have a fucking card with Smith on there. Once you see Mr. Smith or the guy standing, because when you leave out the airport, you see people standing around holding fucking like names and shit. Well, they got that set up. He's going to take you to the hotel. You will have a room. You have the suite already set up. Well, you know, and that's how it works. Or it'll be, well, you'll be meeting Mrs. Smith at the airport at this time. Can I make sure we can make it to confirmation? Well, that's how that goes. Now, all that is fine and dandy, but you're on the edge of her starting to fucking tell you what the fuck to do. You're on that edge of, you know, you're my possession. I not own you, but I want to see you right now. You know, I'm having a rough day. You know, when women have rough days like this, because because it's a woman in a man's world type shit, they got a lot of pressure, so they need to relieve pressure. That's why they hire motherfuckers to fuck the shit out of them and shit. But sometimes when they get frustrated, and that's part of this thing, sometimes they take their frustration out on you because they can't take it out on the motherfucker they want to take it out on. So sometimes you just got to sit there and just let them scream and yell and shit. Now, they ain't disrespecting you. They just get frustrated, you know. They want to vent, basically. That's all. They just want to vent and everything, man. So when that happens, you just got to be prepared. Tyler, I got you 1 second, Tyler. I still got you, Tyler. But what I'm saying is that you got to understand that the game is like if y'all don't look. I always tell y'all. I was telling y'all when it came out years ago. It was a Showtime show called Gigolos, and there's tons of women. All they do is hire gigolos to fuck. That's all they did. It was a show about gigolos in Vegas fucking women. That's all it was. But what I'm saying is that they hire you. You know what I mean? And it's not just hiring you. Sometimes they'll just hire you to fuck a friend. You know, it's this shit has layers to it. It's not just fucking, because you're going to get yourself in a situation where you're going to get in a swinger club. There's going to be swingers, swinging shit going.
You know
there's going to be
parts, Steve? I saw a documentary about this Italian gigolo that this guy, he would have, like, random women, like, from around the world sending him letters and stuff whatnot.
Yeah.
He would reply to them. It's crazy stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's not crazy. It's real. What I'm saying is when you get into that,
well,
they're going to bring you.
Fake, you know? People don't believe
right.
this when I tell them. I tell
right,
my kids' co-workers about this stuff, and they think I'm lying.
Well, some people can't comprehend. Remember, the mind is only as going to go as far as the person allows it, right? So a lot of people can't see that. So what I'm saying is that the thing is about these women is that they it's all about the opportunity, right? It's not what they're getting at home. So they're going to they would pay for that. So and whatever the show is, Uso, write it down because everybody needs it. What's the name of the show you're talking about? What's the name of that show you're talking about? Because I want people to hear that. Watch that show. Uso, if you know the show, write it down. What's the name of you know the name of the show 704 that you say he was reading letters and stuff?
No, it was on. I saw it on YouTube. It wasn't a show. It was just like a documentary. I think it was. I would have to look it up. It was about this Italian gigolo.
Right.
It was a show. Believe it or not, they're gonna release a biography on his life of how he started it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but. But the thing is once you get in it, you're in it because with these women, you become like I won't say you're a possession. It's just what they're going to do is they're going to share you with other women. Like women will trade you around like baseball cards. It's like she's like, okay, let me give you an example, 704. Okay. You know what I got a kink. I mean, she'll be like, okay, 704, I got a kink. This is what I want to do. I want to meet at the Hyatt or the four star or the five star hotel. I want to see you soon, okay? And I'll set the details up, right? Again, you'll get the call, the confirmation. After you get the call, the confirmation, they're setting everything up. Then they're gonna give you an itinerary. But just when you go over there, it doesn't mean you're gonna fuck her. She might just sit back sipping on wine, and there might be another bitch there that she wants you to fuck just because that's her kink. She might want to be tied up and spanked. That might be her kink. Every client has something different that they want, but they're willing to pay for. Why? Because the thing about the gigolo that women find very intriguing is that, and that's why I'm trying to teach you guys, you got to be non-judgmental. I don't judge her for the shit she wants done. Whatever she wants to do. Hell, if she wants to wear a bunny costume and have the hole split and bent over and fucked, that's what she's paying for. But I'm not here to judge her because that's her kink. Why? That's paying me not to judge her. But don't ever accept a car. Don't ever accept the car. Because... No, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm saying a lot of people, really, honestly, and truly have money. I'm talking about people who have wealth. People that have wealth just got money to spend. They ain't got shit to do, so they buy shit, right?
Yeah.
Right, so,
Steve, before I leave, I'm going to you got your email, right? I'll look up that documentary, and I'll send it to you through your email. You can share it.
Yeah, Gigolos has six seasons. Yeah, but check it out. Yeah, send it to me, themanmindset@gmail.com. But I'm just saying, we're talking about to bring you in. But I'm.
Let Tyler go in. See you. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Yeah, but I'm just saying to y'all guys, before I bring Tyler in real quick, is that the lifestyle is a lifestyle in which, especially today, that none of these women don't. It's very rare you'll meet a woman that has a private plane. That's very rare. The most you're going to see is that you're going to get a let me show you guys the most that you should have, okay, if you're doing it right. Let me show y'all what y'all should have. Y'all should have apps, right? Let me see here. Like, I'm gonna give you an example. You should have an American Airlines app, a United Airlines app, and a Delta app. You should have, like I say, you should have, let me give y'all an example. Like, you know, y'all, I'm just trying to show y'all something. Hold on, sir. show y'all a little bit of something. Show y'all a little bit of the yiggity yak. Some of y'all a little bit of the yappy game. Huh? So, shit. All right. So, like I'm saying, you should, like, when you press the button, you should have, let me show y'all on the slide. So, you should have, like, an app, like I'm saying, it'll be something like this, right? American, right? You know, you have a plane app, right? So, when you get the itinerary, they're going to give you, like, when you log in, they're going to give you the plane code and all that other stuff. You just type that in. And you'll have a barcode, and just like regular plane, when you get online, you swipe the thing, you show them your ID, you get on the airplane, you fly to the destination they want you to fly to, they will pick you up, and they'll drive you, you sit, you fuck for a day, you fuck for a weekend, they send you on your way, you go home, and you leave them the fuck alone until they call you again. You don't call them, you don't bother them, you don't do anything unless it's requested of you to do that. But I'm gonna talk more about that in 1 second, guys. Let me bring Tyler in real quick. Tyler, what's up with you, dog? What's going on, T Dog?
Yo, Tyler, first of all, I wanted to say that props to Mike, and in no way am I competing in any way beyond the competition I have with myself, brother, because it's like I got a battle within myself. Like
But
that's not why I called. Why I called was because on Riding with the Dean today, you know how I sent that into the chat with
yes.
Fucking forgetting her name right now. Yeah, and then you were saying basically to go off of the, eggs, flour, sugar program a little bit, go into my branch and stuff like that. So I just I just wanted to that was news for me a little bit. You know what I mean? Because I've been, trying to just for the longest time, it's like making sure I do egg, sugar, butter. You know what I mean? And now what I'm
But you've mastered it. So remember,
okay,
this is always
that ain't for me to say. That ain't for me to say, Sensei. I got to hear from you. So like, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, but Tyler, I know that. But what I'm saying is that you've got it down now, right? Where now you can take the Approach Boot Camp, and now you can start to take it and add more branches to the three that you have in the Texan Toolkit. You've already got three in the Texan, right? So think about this. Different sales are going to add to the branch. So that's 11 added. So right now you got 14. Is that 11? So you got 14 right now, 14 branches, right? But then you've got Master the Bedroom. That's 15. You've got Kissing 101 and Making Out. That's 16, 17. Every item that you have is added a branch to the three in the Texan Toolkit. So when you're approaching her, now it's a question of, how do I want to make her smile? I can make her smile, but now the next level is, how do I want to make her smile? See, you smile,
right,
she
going
smiles,
into the vault,
right?
A little bit, and thinking about that conversation course and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. So that's your level. See, you get to move up because that's what I'm trying to say. See,
So I get that. So like as an example, like tonight when you had that testimonial on there, was it a testimonial? I don't know. Somebody was asking about help with a text, and they were talking about giving the woman the choice of, coffee, tea, feed the ducks, just as long as you get to see if their personality matches their good looks. Yeah. And so that was good for me to hear too, because it's like, okay, that's a little bit of a deviation from how I've been doing it. I've been trying to really stick to me making the choice, not making it like giving them the choice. But what I feel like I'm seeing you say is, as long as I'm tying it into that second part, I'm moving into the bridge.
Yeah. We're always pushing to see if she's worth our time. Number one, no matter how you do it, we want to push that. But we want to also throw her off because, like I said, it don't matter if it's tea, coffee, feeding the ducks. What did I say? I don't care what it is, as long as I get to spend time with you to see if your character matches your beauty. So what that does is not only are you being assertive, you're being transparent, but you're also hitting her with a – when you're returning serve, you put a little top spin on that bitch. So that motherfucker hits the clay and kind of spins. She ain't expecting that. Because think about that. Most guys aren't even
lately what's been happening a little bit is you're getting that thrown off thing, and it seems like my intuition's telling me to come back with a little bit of the, like, are you sure you're ready for this stuff? Or, like, you know, I'm warning you right now kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because when it feels like they get that, like.
You know when I want you to give her the warning? You know when I wanted you to give her the warning? After you use the kissing 101 move on her ass. Whenever you want to give her that Camp Crystal Lake warning about, I don't know if you should, I warn you about a guy like me type shit. You want to do it when she gets a sample of what it could be like, because the way, see, think about this. See, a lot of guys understand, Tyler, the reason why the kissing 101 is very important is because the way you kiss her, right, is going to give her an indication of what skill level you are on. Because, see, a lot of guys don't know about the kissing 101. They think it's what you see on TV. They think that's what it's about. But the more you can show her how adventurous you are, the more apt she's willing to follow along. Because if the kiss is this good, what are all the other things?
Well,
then she realizes
the vibe. If he's doing it that way, yeah, like
right.
I've never had before, yeah.
Right, but you can also talk to them the same way. You can also talk to them the same way, like they've never met a guy like you before. And that's the truth. They haven't met a guy like you before. Cuz how you stand on your shit and how you talk to them. They've never met that before. So if she's never met that before, that's why you got to warn her. Look. I'm not trying to be cocky, and not trying to be arrogant and all that other shit, but I got to warn you. You know, after you do that kissing 101 move on her ass, hey, think about this. You could do a kissing 101, a making out, a five play, and a dirty talk move with her clothes on, and you really fuck her head up. See what I'm saying, Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
You got options, right? So when you do it, that's after you get it done, that's when you tell her, look, hey, you know, hey, look, maybe it'd be a good idea if you left. Hold on a second. Hey, motherfucker, I'm going to call you back. You online? Oh, I'm going to call your motherfucking ass back. Answer your goddamn phone, motherfucker. All right, one. All right, yeah. So, no, what I'm saying is that what's important here is that that's when I'm playing around with. I say, I don't know if you should mess with a guy like me. I might not be that guy for you. But I got to warn you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
There's more with this. So, that, I mean, that's where I would throw it in there. But what I'm saying for him, because the problem I kind of moved it up a little bit is because of the time difference. She messaged him by, what, 3? Was it 7? I think she messaged him around 7 or 6. He didn't get back to her until like 10 o'clock. So we had to speed it up a little bit, because if you're going to wait that long to get in touch with a woman, you better say some impactful ass shit, because she's going to throw your ass away, because she's going to feel like, I messaged him and why isn't he talking to me? You see what I'm saying, Tyler?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out just from getting where that was at, because it sounded like the date wasn't set up at that point, but yet he was asking for the specifics of the date.
But that's why I pushed him towards the date. I pushed him towards the date to get that shit done, though.
Right. Yeah, I can't, I can't know what's going on the backside. You deal with that all the time. I don't know how you fucking deal with that, but it's like interesting. Yeah, but I know. I just wanted to get clear with that, man, because like I said, it's not following the recipe I've been definitely guilty of in the past. So, you know what I mean? That's where
right.
That's why I'm glad I fucking threw that out there today just to get correction.
No. This is what I was trying to tell you. See, here's the thing that I don't want you to go wrong on. See, the thing that guys fuck up when they see a woman in a chat room or something like that, they always try to spit at her in front of everybody. But you don't do that because you don't know if a man is on that in that chat room. You don't
know.
No,
that makes
you don't
sense.
Know
yeah.
If somebody that likes her, that knows her man is in that. You don't listen. You don't know who's in the room.
It's too public.
And I'm never going to
too public.
Right. It's way too public. Remember, we don't put our business on the street. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that shit and put it on the back end. See, most guys are sending a dick pic and all that other shit, but I want to send that spit, that game at her ass, and just talk to her. Why? Because talking to her is something that most guys don't do. But as soon as you're able to talk to her, you're able to...
That's the mistake. The mistake I made is I'm just like, okay, I'm going to take my shot. Just like, boom, God, take my shot. I see the fucking target. You know what I mean? And it's just going to go. You know,
yeah, but
so
you
want to bet.
Yeah, especially online. That's what I was saying. I like what you were saying, though, with... You want to do it on the back end.
Okay, I got that. All right, man. That's it, man.
All right. Thank you, T. I'll throw you back in, brother. All right, guys. All right. Thank you, man. All right. So, guys, I'm probably going to wrap this up and shit. We got to ride with the Dean Show tomorrow. And you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to talk more about the levels and shit. I'm going to talk more about that, okay? But all this is important, and I hope y'all guys are able to soak this up because it's – it's so much, man. And if y'all want tomorrow, I can talk about the gigolo lifestyle on Ryan with the Dean. You know, it's at 1:30, so I can talk about the good things and the bad things if y'all want me to. If y'all like, it's up to y'all. We can do that. It's totally up to y'all what y'all want to do. I'll leave dealer's choice to you guys. But at the end of the day, this thing is levels. But the first level you got to get is get the approach down. That's number one. Once you get that down, then you can start to branch off of what you're doing because this is the beautiful thing about it. And I'm glad you're listening, Tyler, but I forgot to tell you this. The reason I'm telling Tyler he can branch off is because if Tyler does or says something that fucks up and he falls back, he can always revert back to the basics and smooth things out. And that's where the other guy went wrong. See, the reason why I'm telling Tyler he can do that is Tyler has learned the approach boot camp forwards and backwards. So now he can branch out. He can take it to other levels. But if ever he feels like he gets caught up in something or he doesn't know what he's doing, he can always fall back to what he knows and smooth that shit out. 574, what's your question? What's up? All right, 574 going once. Are you listening or you have a question? 574 going twice. 574, goodbye. All right, I'll let you go. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. It's levels and layers, but tomorrow we'll talk more about the gigolo lifestyle, I guess, if y'all want to ask questions about that. But I want y'all to get paid, but y'all got to know what the fuck y'all doing, man. This is not a game of sex, and that's the weird thing about it. Being a gigolo is not about the sex. It's about the intimacy that she's not getting from whoever she's with or if she's by herself. There's certain things that women want that they're not getting and they will pay for. And look at it, guys, I'm telling you, there's a lifestyle out there. I know it sounds crazy, but that's just how it's going right now. Like I told you guys, look up Uber Black. That's the top. I think that's the second top of the line. I mean, other than regular Uber Black, I think that's the top. I mean, that's like the Benz, the Mercedes, the BMWs and shit like that. They don't do limos anymore. They go Uber Black and shit. So when they set that shit up, they set it up. They even got away. See, and I'm going to say this real quick. What y'all guys don't understand is women got the same thing going on for them, okay? They got the same thing going on for them. They got guys that already have a car account set up for them. So when they want to go somewhere, all they do is call the guy up and say, hey, you know what, I need to use the Uber. I need to use the Uber, you know, whatever. Or can you set up a ride or whatever? And that's how women are using guys. Now, what I'm saying for you, when you get your shit right, women are going to pick you up. Because, again, a lot of these women are in high-profile situations, and the last thing they want to do is they need discretion. Discretion is key. They don't want you going around telling everybody that you smacked. They don't want their business out like that. So it's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about when it comes out there, man. Yeah, I've seen a lot of those gigolo-ass movies and shit. Yeah, man, I've seen a lot of that shit. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and roll, guys. It's 3:34. We did 3.5 hours. Guys, if you have any questions, guys, please hit me up at themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me a number. We can talk. But tomorrow, Ryan with the Dean, I ought to talk about the gigolo thing or more about the language. Really didn't get too much in it. But like I said before, begin the challenge. We need to talk about that. I don't know when we're going to do that. But it's time that y'all start drawing a line in the fucking sand and saying it's time to go on the offensive and start attacking that voice in your head. Set that motherfucker up. Because that motherfucker thinks he's running you, and that motherfucker ain't running shit. And that's the truth. We'll definitely talk more about that later. I'm going to go ahead and roll. I'm about to roll it out, this motherfucker. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me call my dog. Hold on a second. Let me see something. Make sure, because if he ain't know, I'm about to get. I told him I'd call his ass and shit. Hold on a second. Set up a room. Yeah, set up a room. All right, set that shit up and invite. All right, so yeah, I'm about to roll and shit. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. When you get around the pipe hitters, y'all just get around and talk shit. But anyway, but guys, I'm about to roll, man. Y'all have a very good night. But like I said before, if y'all need me, hit me up. But guys, soak up the information I'm giving you. And please utilize this information for yourself. Do not try to be anybody else because you are okay with who you are. You just got to grow. And we've got to try to figure out a way to combat and fight that voice in your head. And it's time to start telling that motherfucker to fuck off. It's time to tell that motherfucker, fuck what you think. Fuck your thoughts. Because y'all think, you know, I always get crunk and shit like that, man. Y'all guys need to start doing that as well, okay? Y'all need to, yeah, man. Yeah, all the time. Hey, I'm sorry you took all the time, man. I'm sorry. I try to help these guys as best as I can, man. I just can't. I blocked him. So don't worry. He ain't coming back anymore. Anyway, guys, y'all be good, man. And like I say, well, was that Bongler? The Bongler? I can't even pronounce it. Hey, Ryan with the Dean tomorrow. Make sure you come in. It's going to be at 1:30 East, okay? 1:30 East. And if you got any questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions y'all have and stuff like that, okay, man? I'm about to I'm about to roll. And if y'all need me, let me go ahead and shut the lines down and everything. Thank y'all guys for calling in and shit. Let me go ahead and load that shit down. But like I said,